Hey guys, it's the 17th of October, and welcome to Pray Today. If I asked you how much you knew about people in the Bible, you may say, I know a lot about a lot of people in the Bible, but I wouldn't guess that you would tell me that you know a lot about King Jehoshaphat. Not only is it hard to spell, but it is a person in the Bible that is easy to overlook as you're reading through the Old Testament. Let me tell you just a little bit of background about King Jehoshaphat. So I've talked to you about King Saul being the first king of Israel, followed by King David, followed by King David's son, Solomon, and then after Solomon died, the kingdom split. So you had 12 tribes that were all together coming clear back from the time of Jacob in the Bible. You've got 12 tribes together that made Israel. And after Solomon died, most of the tribes, 10 of the 12, were not following God and had no desire to follow God. And they had gone off the rails. But two of the tribes, the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin, stay with me here, Judah and Benjamin continued to desire to follow God. So when the kingdom split, it became the northern kingdom, which was called Israel still. The southern kingdom was called Judah. So Judah wanted to follow God. Israel did not at this period of time. Now, Judah came up with their own kings, and the fourth king of Judah was Jehoshaphat. So there's a little history lesson for you, just to let you know where we've come from. Jehoshaphat was a pretty good king overall. He did fall in a couple times into bad business dealings, you could say, with other kings from other places, like King Ahab, the king of Israel, and that didn't turn out very well, but he did really desire to follow God. So at this one point in the book of 2 Chronicles in chapter 20, we find out that a huge army is coming against Judah, and King Jehoshaphat, being the king, could very easily have freaked out. This is a very small kingdom, okay? Judah was. So I just want to read you a little bit about a prayer that Jehoshaphat prays to God. And in a couple lines in specific, I want to talk about. He says, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nation. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Jumping down to verse 9, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before the temple that bears your name, and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. So you've got Jehoshaphat, who's in a very difficult situation, going to be attacked by a very vast army, very powerful army. And he says, we will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. Skipping down a little bit, he says, for we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. I love that. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. I want you to think about when you're in a difficult situation, when you feel desperate, when you feel like you're being attacked, when you feel like you want to lose hope. You can take these words of Jehoshaphat. You can turn to God and you can say, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are upon you. Our eyes are to be focused on God. when we are being attacked, when we are under pressure, when we are stressed, when we go through incredibly difficult times in life. There's one more thing I want to share with you. Remember, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Soon after that, there's this person named Jahaziel. I bet you've never heard of Jahaziel. Jahaziel was given a message from God after this prayer to tell the people this. So he goes to King Jehoshaphat and he says, "This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." The battle is not yours, but God's. So don't be afraid or discouraged. Here's what I want to leave you with today as we go into our time of prayer together. When you are facing difficult times, remember, I don't know what to do, but my eyes will be upon God. Remember, don't be afraid or discouraged, for the battle is not yours, but God's. God loves you. He will protect you. He will go into battle with you. He will lead you into battles in this life. And let's pray about that today. Father, there are so many times that I feel like I'm being attacked by the enemy. And just like Jehoshaphat, I need to remember that though I don't know what to do, my eyes are going to be fixed on you. Lord, for whatever I'm going through today, whatever my friends are going through today, may we remember to set our eyes on you, even though we don't know what to do. Father, you do. You do know what to do. And Father, as Jahaziel said to Jehoshaphat, that I'm not to be afraid or discouraged, because the battle is not mine, it's yours. Father, you will fight the battle for me. All I have to do is fix my eyes on you. Lord, for the little things and the big things that people hearing this today are struggling with, are worried about, are not looking forward to, the things that are coming, and the worries of this life, the pain of this life, Father, we fix our eyes on you. Lord, we don't want to be discouraged. We don't want to be afraid. And as we realize that the battle's not ours, the battle is yours, you will fight for us. Father, may we remember that today. No matter what we go through, the battle's not ours. We will fix our eyes on you, because you are our protector. And for that, we give you thanks in Jesus' name.